I know we're all frustrated as we enter this new year.
Overwhelmed by a record number of Omicron infections, U.S. President Joe Biden announced he was deploying more military medical teams to at least six states. It's a surge Biden blames on the millions in the U.S. still unvaccinated.
Right now, both vaccinated and unvaccinated people are testing positive, but what happens after that could not be more different.
Public health officials report the majority of U.S. hospitalizations and deaths remain among the unvaccinated. To help control the Omicron variant spread, Biden has announced a new plan to distribute masks nationwide.
Next week, we'll announce how we are making high-quality masks available to the American people for free.
Last month, the White House also announced it was ordering 500 million COVID-19 tests. On Thursday, Biden announced his administration was doubling that number. But as for when Americans could receive those tests, his Vice President Kamala Harris couldn't say.
Shortly, though they're going to go out shortly. They've been ordered. I have to look at the current information. I think it's going to be by next week. But soon, absolutely soon.
The lack of availability has led to widespread frustration with the Biden-Harris administration's response, especially when last month the president warned he expected a high number of COVID infections.
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
Americans are asking why more wasn't done sooner. One analyst points out America's unique system hampers the response.
So much of the U.S. healthcare system is outside of the federal government. It is privatized, it is for profit. So having the government coordinate everything is quite difficult.
The first batch of at-home COVID tests are expected to be distributed by the end of the month. On Friday, details of how Americans can access those tests through a new government website are expected to be made public. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, Washington.